Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Warm outside there. We'll be talking this morning, first time in a while, since the pandemic began last year. But with members of the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce, Charlie Bluff here alongside. How you doing?
Doing okay. And Deborah Sutter also. She's on the phone on the other part of the studio. She'll be back in here in a moment. And we're here to talk about the Grand coming up.
That's true. That is coming up. And we didn't have it last year, but thank goodness they came back to Sparta, and hopefully will.
Well, we the chamber went down to Lynn Creek, Missouri, and participated in the Grand down there, and we'll talk more about it in a few minutes, but we went down to help distributed t-shirts and goodie bags, and also we had our commemorative coins. We didn't want to have a break-in service in the commemorative coins for all of the shooters, and so we spent 14 days down in the glorious southern boot hill of Missouri.
And the Ozarks.
In the Ozarks, yeah. You know, and it was wasn't as crowded as it usually is up here. I mean, there's more room in up here at the World Shooting Complex than there was down there. So it was crowded for down there for the number of people that showed up, right. You know. But yeah, we're anticipating what's going to happen. You know, I mean, the game starts on the 28th of July. And it will continue until the 3rd of August, and then change over to the A to the Grand.
Okay.
So there'll be like 10 days of the Grand going on, and the chamber will be out there for setting up like on the 27th and then tearing down on the 14th. So we've got a lot of time. We have to be out there, you know. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
I'll tell you what, real quick, let's do this break in here, and then we'll come back and talk some more with the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. This is the People Speak again. I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking today with Deborah Sutter and Charlie Bluff from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce, and talking about the Grand coming up. Of course, the AIM preceding that here shortly, the end of this month.
Yeah, it starts on the 28th of July, and then we go from the AIM right into the Grand on the 4th to the 14th.
So that's a number of days in a row there. That.
Yeah, and there's a few of us that will be out there just about every day.
The chamber, of course, has the table set up with information where people can come in.
Right. We ask all of our chamber members to give us information about their business or their service or whatever they do. We're always looking for volunteers to help us out there, pass out bags and answer questions for people.
Okay. So anyone that would want to volunteer a little bit of time?
All they have to do is call the chamber office and say, hey, I'm available this date, this time. Can you use me? And 90% of the chance, we're going to say yes.
Probably about 95%, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to push it. It's probably 99%. But
So, and the Grand actually starts, when is the Grand itself?
The Grand actually starts on the 4th.
Okay. 4th through the 14th. You know, this time of year, the AIM are having their annual shoots in every state, you know, and I'd like to look at the AIM page on the Facebook, and the way that it looks like to me is that their possibility of having many more people come to the come out there this year than did last year, and I was in a probably 20 to probably 25% more members in both the AIM and the Grand, you know, the regular shooters. And so they're participating for a lot of people, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know I've been hearing through the grapevine out there and stuff, too, the ATA and stuff is having the same problem other businesses are as far as getting people to work out there this year. I'm sure that, you know, that takes a lot of people to put that all together.
Oh, yes, lots of people. And I'm sure that if they're having the, you know, like you said, the same hiring shortage that everyone's having.
You know, I think they can go out to the ATA offices on East Broadway. Mm-hmm. And probably put in an application. You know, they keep posting on Facebook about needing help. So, and they said that they should go out there and help out with that for volunteers.
You figure along that trap line, all those they need loaders and they need all kinds of
scorekeepers and everything else.
You know, with all the lines, you know, you need two people for each line. And it's a way to make some extra cash, you know, on the side. I mean, we sound like I work for the ATA, but teachers and students, and with this year, with Marissa starting early and Colterville starting early, as far as the schools, they're having trouble trying to find people to help them out, but you know, mm-hmm. If I was about 20 years younger, I might want to get out there and do it.
So that'll be coming up, and
we have our coins available. We have our silver coins and our bronze coins. If anyone wants to call about them, they can call the chamber office, and Charlie or I will get back with you. And so we have them already in and ready to go. We're ahead of the game this year.
So. Yeah. You had mentioned last year, you know, when you went out to Lynn, Missouri, that, you know, you kept the coins, you know, going so that there you don't have a break in there and stuff. And what year is this again?
This is the 17th coin, I think it is. And this is the 122nd grand. And we've been doing the coins for 16 years, I guess it is. It started in 2006. Really, this is the 15th anniversary of the shoot being here in Sparta, because one year it went down to, last year it was down in Missouri. So, I've been doing this since 2008. So, every year, like I say, it gets bigger, and we saw so many new faces last year down in Missouri, and they said that they were really anticipating coming up here to the World Shooting Complex here in Sparta. And it's very exciting. I'm hoping all the vendors show up, and Lynn Gibson is on top of everything that's happening out there. You know, we have, I think this is the second year for the new director of the complex. And I think they've got new people in charge of each one of the different areas, skeet, trap, and but like Deb said, we'll be out there from setting up probably on the 27th and then tearing down on the 14th. And usually the place opens up every day about 8:30 and shuts down around 4 o'clock. Of course, there's still people, a lot of people milling around, but we shut down around 4 o'clock every day. And we've got a lot going on. So,
and you know, we're due our 50-50 this year again, you know, and those kind of things that we do out there. And we stay busy, you know, passing out all the goodie bags and stuff, and meeting new people and helping people try to find something. So it's definitely interesting. it can be something that you can get hooked on. I mean, it is fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. I'm exhausted at the end of the 2 weeks, but, you know, we do enjoy it.
And, you know, I venture to say that there's probably 75% of the people in Sparta have never been out to the Grand. I mean,
right.
We don't see that many mm-hmm. people from Sparta come out there. You know, one of the big attractions for me, anyway, is Butcher Block has their tent where they serve meals, and that's the one that, and also the Farm Bureau has the homemade ice cream under the same tent. Oh, the peach ice cream's great, you know.
I have Allison in here from the Farm Bureau once a month, and the last time she was in here, I said, well, you get your first shot this year at the ice cream. She's like, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we're out there. The chamber has moved its office also. We're not in the theater anymore because with the power being shut off for all this time, we haven't had to been able to. So we've moved our office up to next to Asset One
Realty.
But we have the same box number. We don't have an address on our business cards anymore. We got the same box number. And of course, that just blew by my head. I can't remember what it is now.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick, and we'll come back. And we've got some other stuff coming up, too, we'll talk about. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Got a little time left this morning talking with Charlie and Deborah from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce, talking about the Grand American coming up here, and we were talking about the coins, and...
I just wanted to let everyone know that MedStar is celebrating their 40th anniversary, and they were the sponsor of the coin this year. So every coin will have their logo on the back of it, no matter if it's silver or bronze.
So that's one thing each year, and that's one of the things I know I've heard Charlie talk about in the past is getting a sponsor and stuff, and so the ATA is on one side of the coin and the sponsor's on the other.
Yeah, the ATA has their president designs his side, and then we sponsor the other side. We get the sponsor for it.
And
one of the things that we did do last year, we sold out of all the coins.
Yeah,
down there. So this year we were able to get 2020 silver and 2020 bronze coins. So we'll have them on sale also. So I know that people from here in Sparta like to collect the coins, and they'll be able to get the 2020 and 2021 both.
Now we have a few of them. We don't have a ton of them, you know. So we're down in the 40s now already with the 2020 coin. Yeah, so if someone's wanting something, they need to call the office at 317-7222, and let's get you on the list.
Okay. So that coming up here, too. 5 minutes left or so. Let's got another event that will be coming up here in September.
Yep, 17th and 18th, where the rodeo is coming back to town.
September 17th and 18th.
Isn't that what I said?
No, I don't remember what I said.
Whatever she said, it was September 17th
okay.
and 18th.
Right? I thought I did. Heck, I'm half asleep. I don't know. But yeah, we do have the same companies coming back that we've had 2 years ago. And we were supposed to have them last year, but of course nothing happened last year. It was a blank, I think, all year. But it is the same company that we had last year, in 2019. Kids under 8 are getting in free. 12 and under are getting in free. Admission's going to be $15. Be there at the city park, and the gates will open at 5:30, and the rodeo starts at 7:30. So it'd be hopefully a nice evening on the 17th and the 18th, and we can have a good rodeo.
Yeah, I went to that in 2019, and they put on a good show.
Yeah.
And it's not the fakey rodeo, it's the real thing. Right. You know, I mean, and they're going to have the baby Bronx and the bulls and whatever, and the tickets will be on sale at, I think, at Wright's and Moody's, and I thought the City Hall.
I think we're going to have several sites,
you know,
that they can get tickets, but tickets aren't even out yet, so, but we're just wanted to let you guys know that save the date for September 17th and 18th to come out to the rodeo.
Yeah, a lot of good food out there, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know. That's well, and then vendors, I mean, in the past, I know you had some vendors set up out there with different merchandise. So a good family event.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that everyone can enjoy.
And just so everyone knows that what we do have, you know, we've got Sharon Gerstenswager, got Deb Sutter, you got Johnny Falkenhayn, you got a Dennis McIntyre, you got Stephanie
Bedoni,
and Linda, come on, this is the top of my head, and me. I'll think about it here just a minute. Sorry, Linda. And we're kind of the ramrods of what's going on right now. And, you know, if you see any of us, just yell at us and we'll get you on the right road to out to the Grand, you know.
One thing I want to mention, too, the chamber. I mean, obviously, things shut down for the past year or whatever, but you had your first kind of quarterly meeting the other day.
Yes. We did it at the Country Club and had more of an evening meeting. Went very well. Very nice.
Yeah, I know in the past there have been like noon meetings and that, but this is kind of try something different.
Right. Trying something a little bit new, see if we can get some more people to maybe make an interest into the chamber and maybe more members show up. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it's an evening, it'd be a little bit easier for them.
Do you have a date set for the next one?
I know she said the date, but I cannot remember.
4 months from this last
I think one. It's October.
Quarterly. Yes, it is in October. Is it October the 7th? Who knows? We'll know. We'll tell you because we'll be coming back on WHCO and let you know what the date is.
So keep it up then.
Yeah, and then the Chamber of Commerce wanted to send its condolences to the Tom Berkey family. He was an ATA treasurer and Hall of Famer, and it seems like every year around the Grand they lose a member, and it's just a sad thing.
The old guard of the ATA, you know,
been around for a long time, and a lot of these people have really put in and devoted a lot of their life to that program.
Yes, they have.
All right, we're just about out of time here, but again, the coins are available, and you do have a few of the 2020 left.
Yes.
Right. You know, if someone's interested, they could...
Just call the chamber at 317-7222.
All right, someone will get you hooked up with that as well.
You talk to our secretary, Anna, and she'll put it on the list. She'll let us know.
Always pleasant to talk to, I always... She always seems like she's happy, you know. It's kind of, which I know is not the case because nobody can be happy all the time.
Well, we're not.
But anyway, Deborah, Charlie, thanks for coming out.
Welcome. And,
no problem.
We'll see you next month.
Maybe we're starting to get back to normal, just a little bit more.
I hope so. I'm ready. So, all right, that will wrap things up for the People Speak. I am Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you.